Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, this is California Money. I'm Stephanie Martin. Look around California's corporate boardrooms and executive suites. What do you see? Mostly men. Researchers at UC Davis today released a study looking at gender diversity among the state's 400 largest public companies. They found that men still hold roughly 9 out of every 10 of the highest paid management and board positions. Research Director Donald Palmer.
I think that there's a long track record of discrimination, and by that I mean both subtle and overt, against women and minorities in business, and that's not surprising to me.
The study found just 16 of California's largest 400 companies have a female CEO, and more than one-third of the companies have no women on their boards or in top-level management. Meantime, another study released today highlights the serious challenges facing the East Bay economy. Nicole Taylor is the president and CEO of the nonprofit East Bay Community Foundation, one of the study's authors. She says the number one issue is employment. Over the past decade, the population has grown, but jobs have declined.
And no one sector can address that alone. Government can't do it alone. Businesses can't do it alone. Nonprofits, which provide a lot of the social services, can't do it alone.
Taylor says improving education is part of the solution, as is attracting new businesses to the East Bay. She says improving access to affordable child care may also help boost employment. For California Money, I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.